General Haig, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Al, I wanted to ask you, how about that B-3 strike? Is it going to get off, or do we hear yet, or
yes,
what?
Yes, sir. As of now, it's on schedule, and the weather's favorable, and that would be the only thing that would...
stop it. Right.
To be postponed.
That would be starting tonight, then,
yes,
or today.
6 o'clock our time.
Good, good, good. And you're convinced now they're going to carry that out and do and at least do their
delighted with it.
Do their best to concentrate, will they?
They want to do it because they want to first exercise the system completely to a max surge.
Yeah.
And to enhance their responsiveness, they're in total agreement with it. They just think it's.
Have they, Al? Have they been? Do you think they have really now looked around to see if they've got any targets in the damn area?
Yes, sir. They do. Texas.
There must be with all the infiltration, and if they're expecting a thing, aren't there, there must be troops, that's what I mean. I realize those are secondary targets, but goddammit, if you hit enough of them, they're not.
No, sir, I think they've got some good targets. I talked to Admiral Moore last evening. He said they're very pleased. They have communications fixes on regimental and division headquarters, and they're just going to just pour it in there for 48 hours.
Yeah. What is the advantage of doing 48? You know, if you hit them, you mean that they will then try to, wouldn't they move out? I'm just trying to figure out how does it work.
Well, what they hope to do, sir, is to put this concentrated load in at max effort.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to have to recycle a little bit, and
sure.
If they wanted to get a read from the communications, it'll give them a sharp new communications.
Yeah, the intelligence.
I see. And then they can do it again. And, I think General Abrams wants to do this.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's going to be a very effective psychological, if not even if they miss. It's going to be psychologically damn impressive.
Because why? Because?
Well, the enemy has not seen. They've been deceived because... As we've drawn down, we have held down our sortie levels.
Mm-hmm.
Laird's done that for economic reasons, but
yeah.
Abrams has actually gone along with it.
Yeah.
So I think they have the impression that perhaps we're a lot weaker than we are. And when they get hit with this kind of a massive firepower demonstration, they're going to know at the outset what price they're going to have to pay.
When they start, I get it.
And they have picked up already that there's a third carrier in the Tonkin Gulf and a fourth on the way.
Hmm.
Now, this is a hell of a...
The North Vietnamese know this.
Yes, sir. I'm sure they do.
That's good.
I picked it up.
The press has. Good.
Yes, sir.
That's good. That's good. That's more of that psychological.
That's right.
The only thing that I left here that I don't know is...
Other
things. I hope more begins to think of a few.
Well, if this pays off, sir, I think it's the kind of thing that we can do as soon as a threat develops.
Yeah. In other areas.
That's right.
And just
pour it in.
Just mass it and hit it for a couple of days.
That's right.
Okay, Al, thank you.
Fine, sir.
Thank you.